This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, May 31st, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Bashar Warda, the Iraqi Archbishop of Erbil, is warning that Christianity in Iraq is close to being extinguished and any Christians left in Iraq may be subjected to martyrdom. The Worldview spoke to Claire Evans, Middle East Manager for International Christian Concern, about why many Christians have left the Nineveh Plain of Iraq.
It's true that most of the Christians have left the country. This has been ongoing since 2003, and most of them left early on during the early 2000s. Iraq, the Christian population has dropped well over 80% just within the last 2 decades. So in that sense, it is true that the Christian population is decreasing quite significantly, at least for those who are Christian before the conflict.
Evans said that the Christian population in the Nineveh Plains has been greatly diminished because of ISIS, but is burgeoning in the southern part of Iraq.
At the same time, though, there is a growth of Christianity among Muslim background believers. And they are growing quite rapidly. Usually in response, they saw what ISIS did to Christians, and they couldn't believe it. So then they became curious, who are these people that ISIS is persecuting? On the one hand, for those who were traditionally Christians before the rise of ISIS, those people are becoming less and less. But on the other hand, there are more and more people becoming Christians in Iraq than ever before.
Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Taiwan is hosting their first International Religious Freedom Forum this week, drawing representation from 27 countries. China Aid, the Heritage Foundation, the Presbyterian Church in Taiwan, and the Taiwan Association for China Human Rights helped organize the event to create partnerships and collective commitment for religious freedom in the Asia Pacific. The Taiwan president spoke at the conference, contrasting the country's religious freedoms with nearby China's radical crackdown on Christianity in recent months. For the first time, voters in Israel will head back to the polls for a second consecutive vote on September 17th after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to form a government coalition by a Wednesday deadline. The newly elected Israeli parliament voted on Thursday to dissolve itself. Coalition building came to an impasse as Netanyahu was unable to unite his main coalition partners, the secular right-wing party, Yisrael Beitenu, and the ultra-Orthodox Jewish parties. Liberty Council is organizing a petition against the so-called Equality Act, which passed the U.S. House of Representatives this month and would threaten religious freedom and free speech by recognizing sexual perversions with certain protections. The Senate version of the bill is now up for consideration. Liberty Council is urging people to call their senators immediately at 202-224-3121 to oppose the so-called Equality Act. That's 202-224-3121. You can also email them through a special link in our transcript today to oppose Bill S-788. And join over 25,000 people who have signed the petition against the bill, linked in our transcript as well. In a rejection of his party's pro-abortion platform, Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards, a devout Catholic, signed the heartbeat bill yesterday, reports LifeNews.com. It bans the murder of unborn babies after 6 weeks, with no exceptions in cases of rape or incest. If a heartbeat is detected, the baby is protected. New Orleans Democratic Senator Karen Peterson, the head of the state's Democratic Party, called the measure, quote, egregious and offensive, end quote. But Democratic Senator John Milkovich, who sponsored the bipartisan heartbeat bill, said, quote, as Louisianans, we want to be about God and family first. Louisianans are pro-life. This is a strong pro-life state. We have just received the prayer, support, encouragement of people all over our great state in taking this battle to the abortion cartel and fighting for the lives of the unborn, end quote. You can thank Governor Edwards for signing the bill into law by email through a special link in our transcript at theworldview.com or call 225-342-7015. That's 225-342-7015. Proverbs 21 verse 1 says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, like the rivers of water. He turns it wherever he wishes." The Trump administration is investigating two airports for possible religious discrimination against the Christian-owned Chick-fil-A after the fast food chain was denied contracts, reports LifeSite News. The Department of Transportation announced last week that the FAA's Office of Civil Rights is investigating complaints against San Antonio International Airport in Texas and the Buffalo Niagara International Airport in New York over religious discrimination against Chick-fil-A. And finally, baby Sabie was born back in December at 23 weeks and 3 days, weighing only 8.6 ounces. She was smaller than an apple. Doctors expected her to live for only an hour. But in God's providence, baby Sabie went home on Wednesday from a San Diego hospital with her family as a healthy 5-month-old. Sabie is considered to be the tiniest premature baby ever to survive. Psalm 71 verse 6 says, "By you, O Lord, I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you." Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $120 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, May 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.